This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Thank you for joining me. I'm Maimon Elbaz, and I'm presenting the Living Mishnah, Le'ili Nishmas, the 6 million Yidden of the Holocaust, Hashem Yimkom Damam. Today's presentation will use cartoons and pictures to illustrate the beautiful words of Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, the author of the Mishnah. Today's Mishnah number 701 is dedicated by Jacob Janani. It should be a great zechut for his family. In using pictures and cartoons, sometimes it's a little uncomfortable because we feel some of the pictures are not appropriate for children. So this particular Mishnah I don't recommend for kids. I do thank the Lax and Shamash families again for being mechazek this program. The Mishnah today is in Masechet Kiritut, Perek Hey Mishnah Aleph, which speaks about if someone drinks blood, if he's chayv karet, and since blood is not exactly something that people like to look at, I don't recommend children learning this Mishnah unless an adult previewed it first and felt it appropriate. So again, the topic of the Mishnah is the prohibition of swallowing blood, and the content in this chapter may be gory and not for children to see unless with adult supervision. Just like when you study biology, not everybody can look at the kishkis of a creature. Okay, says the Mishnah. Dam shechita, the blood of an animal that was slaughtered. Babehema, by a cow, a sheep or a goat. Bachaya, by a deer or an antelope. Uvofot, or by birds like chickens. And the Mishnah wants to say that if someone consumes the blood, they would be chayv karet if they did it on purpose, or a chayv korban chatat if it was done unintentionally. Now, obviously, Jewish people salt their meat, so this is very unpractical for a person to be drinking blood from an animal, but in the event he did, so, well, let's say it wasn't salted properly and he consumed a kezayit, he would be punished. Now the Mishnah is going to mention, what if it wasn't shechted, that it was stabbed? Like the way the guys do bullfights. So someone would be so disgusting as to take some of that blood, bein tameim bein tahorim, whether it's from a tummy animal or a tahor animal, dam nechira, if it is from its stabbing, v'dam ikur, or blood that came from someone tearing through its windpipe and esophagus, v'dam akazeh, and blood that was leaded from it. Nefesh yotze bo chayav malav. So what kind of blood is a person chayav for? If it's the blood that the soul is attached to. There's that gush of blood that the soul, so to speak, leaves with the animal. If that's the kind of blood that's really chayav. So we're talking about cows, deer, birds, chickens, and even tame creatures. So anyone who consumes that type of blood, if it's a kezayit, and it's the kind of blood that is attached to the soul, so then the person would be chayv karet or korban chatat. Now the Mishnah is going to make some exceptions. Dam ha-techol, the blood of the spleen, which is seen over here in the middle, or the blood of the heart. Mishnah is going to speak about blood that was found after the animal was dead and they took out. Let's say someone had the blood there. Interestingly, Chazal say that the animal takes a deep breath when it's being shechted, so it does bring some blood into the heart area, cavity, the heart cavity. And if it does so, that is considered blood that the soul is attached to, and he would be chayav. But if it's, let's say, blood of the spleen, or blood of the heart, or blood of an egg, some say the eggs of a male, such as a bull, in its beitzim, but some say it's referring to the actual egg, or blood of a fish, that would not be usser. And the blood of an egg is not usser min haTorah. the blood of a grasshopper also is not usur. And the blood of a fish and grasshopper would even be mutter as long as it's not marasine, as long as people see scales of a fish so they understand he's drinking fish blood. Not that anyone would do it, but it's not forbidden to eat a fish with its blood. Now, what about the blood that oozes out afterwards? So that's a machloket. So let's see it inside. Dama techol, blood of the spleen. Dama lev, blood of the heart. Dam beitzim, blood of the eggs, whichever eggs we're referring to here. Some say it's referring to the male organ, which is referred to as beitzim, or some say to the egg of a chicken. Dam dagim, dam chagavim, the blood of fish, the blood of grasshoppers. Dama tamtzit, blood that came out afterwards. Ein chayavin aleihem, they're not guilty for consuming it. But Rabbi Yehuda would hold that even the blood that oozes out afterwards would be punishable. And we have to understand Rabbi Yehuda's reasoning, because before we said only blood that the soul is attached to, but that is the shita of Rabbi Yehuda. Okay, so thank you for steiging. May you grow Michael al Chayel in Torah and Mitzvot, should be a zchut. And Chazal say that Mashiach will come in the zchut of learning Mishnayot.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.